So I'm a little bit worried, actually.
Why?
Right, because I just found out there's a station in America, radio station called Coop FM, K-O-O-P FM, which has burned down.
Oh, dear.
And it was arson, right?
Yeah.
After a disgruntled worker was so unhappy with the music they were playing on the radio station, he just completely torched it, burned the whole place down to the ground.
Right.
That's a worry. Because you know what I mean? In every workplace, and Radio 1 has these people as well, there is always somebody, if you work in an office or whatever you do, always someone at work that's got that look in their eye, isn't there? The slightly mad look. They could snap at any time, and it could be something really simple to send them over the
edge.
Yeah,
there is.
And the thing is, at Radio 1, there's more than your average. Like, there's three or four people upstairs I can think of right now.
Who can you think of, then?
I'm not going to say their names. They know who they are.
And no, they might not, though.
No, they do. And we've done this before. We've gone down this road before. Okay, let's not do it.
Initials.
No, not good. No, not doing initials.
But the thing is, though, if you think there are people in this building who might be a danger, then you should really say it, because it's important that the security guys know on the front.
I like to keep my head down at work.
You might wake up the security guys.
No, I'm just saying there are.
Is one of them Joss?
today, yes.
Really?
Yeah, today. Three or four people upstairs. No. It would take one little thing, like bam. Like, if they hear Scouting for Girls once more, that's it, we're all dead. You know?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe...
If they hear the Hoosiers again, that's it. Snap. I'd like to know, maybe we can find out, Google it or something, what record it was that actually sent the guy over the edge to burn down the radio station.
What, and hope
was
we...
Was it worst case scenario?
Hope we don't play it.
yeah.
Has Adele Chasing Pavements reached America yet?
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
I still haven't heard it enough, actually. Still love it.
Okay.
I still love it. I still love Hoosiers, but I reckon that...
You love everything. It's not going to be you, because you love everything.
I don't have that mad look in my eye.
No.
It's a good way to go, though, isn't it?
Hmm.
Like, when I finally finish at Radio 1, whenever that might be, I don't know when that will be.
It could be in the next hour if we keep going with this.
When I eventually, like, hang up my headphones, I would quite like to go out in some kind of blaze of glory like that. Not an actual blaze, because I'm not an arsonist. I'm not going to set fire to you all, don't worry.
Have you planned your exit from here, though?
I just want to be one of those people that leaves a bit of a legacy, you know? Like, you know those people...
Oh, you've done that. Yeah,
thank you. You're too kind. No, I want to... You know those people that kind of lock themselves in the studio and barricade themselves in and just play the same record over and over and over again?
Right.
Like, a lot of people have done that here before, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. You're not going to give a speech, are you?
Yeah. But
there are things happening here at Radio 1 that I don't necessarily agree with. See, if you just turned on then, you'd be like, oh, my God. What's he doing? But our audience figures came out today, and they're quite good. So I don't really want to go just at the moment. But when I do, I'm just saying it will be something quite spectacular.
Well,
so just look out for it.
I can't wait for you to leave now.
It's going to be good. It'll go down in Radio 1 history.
Okay.
People will still be talking about it in the next 40 years.
Took a ride